if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, send me up on my pony, on my boat.
Hello, everybody out there in Radioland. You have reached Lifelines. This is the show where we talk about living on board and also living in Avalon. And today I kind of chose the topic of what it is to be a professional. And professional is an interesting topic for me because basically I'm not professional at anything, according to most. So it's interesting to me how the snobbery of professionalism can seep into your life and make you either employable or not. But before I do that, I do have a special request going out to Nancy, and she asked for Airi by Luz Rios. So let's listen to that, and I will collect my thoughts on professionalism. And when I push this button, it will play Airi. Right.
Mañanas, yo quiero ser cariño, ese sentimiento, el dulce tormento de tus noches de luna plateada.
Yo quiero ser lo más importante en tu vida. El amuleto que te cuida.
Aire, yo quiero ser tu aire, lluvia, la lluvia que te calme, sol que cobije tu cuerpo y alimenta.
Thank you.
was for Nancy, and it was Airi with Luz Rios singing with, I think it's Juan Sebastian, a funny country western Spanglish, which I think is kind of cool. I think that we should probably speak more Spanglish in this country, not just one or the other, but a mixture. I get to work with Nancy at the Cafe Metropole, home of the fabulous soups and sandwiches and salads, and Nancy also teaches, I think it's called Zumba, on Thursdays. So look for that. If you enjoy dancing, we dance around in the back of the cafe. So if you see us dancing around, it's just because we're having a good time at the Cafe Metropole. I'm going to give you another Spanglish song because I can, and because there's nobody here to stop me. And it's Ricky Martin. Let me see if he'll cooperate.
Just dance in the sun. Everybody grab someone and let rhythm make us one. It's a celebration. Every time we get together, all people, every nation, put your banners in the sky. Venimos a vacilar, venimos a disfrutar. Vamos todos a gozar, vamos todos a cantar. The world, man and woman, boy and girl.
La vida, buena, buena vida,
Vamos todos a bailar, sonreír y celebrar. Negativity is gone, and I'm feeling so good, cause we found love, like life has just begun. Put your banners in the sky. Venimos a vacilar, venimos a disfrutar. Vamos todos a gozar, vamos todos a cantar.
La vida, buena, buena vida,
Everyone across the world, man and woman, boy and girl.
La vida, buena, buena vida,
Vamos todos a bailar, sonreír y celebrar.
La vida, buena, buena vida,
danceable music of Ricky Martin in Vida, the Spanglish version. I like that. Okay, we're talking about professionalism, and what does it mean to actually be a professional? And I was looking this up, and I found my fancy Wikipedia, because that's where I go. Is it, are you either professional or not? Is the opposite, you're an amateur, or you're unprofessional, or you're a dilettante, which is a fancy, I guess, French-related word, meaning you do stuff without really knowing how to do it, which is so many of us. Can broad but shallow knowledge lead to professional status, or only narrow focus, like having a niche, a one thing that you do? Does being professional require anything else besides a status? I mean, is it just a status for people, or is it a state of mind? And who grants that status? So I went to Wikipedia. Here we go. The etymology and historical meaning of the term professional seems to indicate an individual whose philosophy and habits have been conditioned by a professor in a school that you pay for. So you go to the school, you pay them to teach you how to do something in a certain way, and in return, they will say you have achieved it. And then, of course, the school itself has been deemed professional by somebody behind them, a state organization. They have been accredited, and who has made those people professional enough to decide that the school is going to be accredited so that the students that they teach will also be considered professional. It's like this long daisy chain of people who claim to be professionals, and at the front of that line is going to be have to be somebody who just decides that they know. It's going to be somebody who's just confident enough that they know what the rules are, or they know what the criteria are, that they can say, you're a professional, you're not. Some define professional as the point at which you are paid for something. So if you're doing something, so if your mom pays you to take out the trash, does that make you a professional sanitation worker? If you have a DBA, doing business as, and pay taxes on the money that you receive for a service, say mowing lawns, does that make you a professional landscaper? It could. People just go into business all the time. Some people who endlessly go to college and never graduate call themselves professional students. Does that mean that time is a factor? Like if you do something long enough, you become a professional just by virtue of doing something long enough? I know plenty of people claim that. If you look at their ads or whatever, they say, we've been doing this for 30 years. It doesn't matter if they've been doing it 30 years badly, they've been doing it for 30 years, therefore they should know. Or if you get really good at something, are you a professional? Good by your standards or another professional in your field? There are many ways, for instance, to practice the art of falconry, but among falconry practitioners, a wide range of acceptable methods and behaviors exist. So groups form of people with the same idea of what is professional, which is good behavior. And in the case of falconry, in this state, the California Hawking Club formed to advance a common idea of ethical hawking practices. But not all falconers in California are members, and those who are not joiners would poo-poo the idea that they would have to get approval from any body of their peers to continue practicing. And they say, again, in the etymology, a professional is the follower of a professor. Plumbers are not considered professionals because while they certainly make a living doing what they do with a particular expertise, plumbers do not acquire their skills through a professor or even through a professional professor. They learn from private firms that distribute the knowledge, or they just go and do it. So it seems to be that professionals are mostly people who use their brains, their administrative. It's in fact a form of intellectual snobbery. So I'm going to stop for a moment. I'm going to give you more music and let you cogitate on that a little bit. I've lost my cursor. If you do have comments on anything I say, you are welcome to call the station at 310-510-7469. I invite you to do it during a music break so I can actually answer. And now, because we're having such beautiful sunny summer weather, I am going to play Cruel Summer by Bananarama.
Trying to smile.
that is Bananarama, Cruel Summer. I think that's the only Bananarama song I remember. They were maybe a one hit wonder. Does that make them not professional? I would say that if they got something on the charts, that would be professional, don't you? But, you know, is it really all about sticking to what you do and what you know? Or is it this the approval of your fellow peers? Well, what do you go for to a professional for? You go to get a professional medical opinion, and then, of course, you go to a second opinion because the first opinion may not be what you want to hear, or they may not explain it well. But the reason we go to professionals is because we don't understand what it is we want to know, and hopefully they do, and they don't always do. So that means that we all have to know a lot more, or we have to do a lot more of our own homework, or we just have to trust them. So there's trust involved in professionals. If we trust you to be a professional, we trust you to act ethically and to be fair and to give us good information. That's a lot to ask of a community, and reputations are built on it. It is a beautiful day outside. Kids are playing in the fountain. That's pretty cute. Got distracted there for a minute. Do-it-yourselfers are not considered professional. You know, like a shade tree mechanic is not a professional mechanic because they don't have a garage. Could be doing it for 30 years as a hobby. Does that make them any less technically competent? Possibly. And it's what you choose to do versus what the demands of the profession require you to do also. Okay, that's enough of that. I'm going to give you what Austin has been practicing. He wants to be a professional singer, so I got him to talk a little bit. He's practicing his singing. Oh, but now the machine, which is not professional, is not cooperating. I'm pushing play. Here, pushing play. And nothing happens. So we have to go over to this other button. You know, that's really not it. Okay. It's Falco. German English version.
In der großen Stadt, es war in Viva Vienna, wo er alles tat. Er hatte Schulden, der Natur, doch ihn liebten alle Frauen. Und jede rief, na kann man Rock Me Amadeus. Er war Superstar, er war populär, er war so exaltiert, because er hatte Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol. Und alles rief, na kann man Rock Me Amadeus. Und es war in Wien, no plastic money anymore, die Banken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jedermann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär, er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol. Und alle suchten noch heute Captain Rock Me Amadeus.
Falco, a modern-day rock star, talking about a 1700s rock star. Mozart. And this is Austin singing. Isn't he cute? He's got tone. I think this dog has potential. He can hit the high notes. Okay. Okay. That's fine. Okay. So that was my dog Austin singing on the boat. He sings when he sees cats, mostly, or a beautiful other gender dog that he wants to impress. He's done that once. I wish I got that on YouTube. I doubt very much he'll get to be a professional singer, though. I don't want to tell him to his face because he might be discouraged. So Avalon has been having some times lately. I'm going to switch around between Avalon news and professional stuff because I don't want you to waver off and change the channel while I'm not looking. And we had a boat fire yesterday. Yep, it's still out there. Not the fire, but the boat. If you want to walk by and look for it, it sank. And it looked like it was some sort of fueling difficulty. It's a big mess. Some little sport boat. Smelled like fuel last night as I went to sleep. Not very good. But that's one of the things that happened. We also had Scotsmen and skateboarders last weekend, and I think a few rugby players. The Scotsmen and the skateboarders mixed would have been interesting. I can just imagine a picture of a Scotsman with his kilt fluttering about his thighs skating down one of the canyon roads. And of course, during their races, the skateboarders compete to see who can go the fastest, and they wear their helmets, and people sit at the corners where they think people are going to wipe out. Very nice. And we've had weather events. We've had wind, Santa Ana's, the ferries stopped running a couple days. The cruise ship didn't come a day or two because of it. And just the wind was just making everybody restless and sleepy and cranky. But it seems to be lightening up and we have a cruise ship today. So there are people enjoying the beautiful beach weather. Even though every flag in the harbor is flying in a different direction, which I really don't understand the physics of that. I'm sure somebody could explain it. It has something to do with the bowl phenomena. And while we're thinking about that, I'm going to give you the next up, which is Unchained Melody by Ricky Nelson. Or not. Pause. How about if I hit pause?
Are you done?
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Are you still mine? I need your love. I need your love. Godspeed your love to me. I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Are you still my? to me.
From Ricky Martin to Ricky Nelson, only on KISL Avalon 88.7, right? That's only where that can happen. And speaking of professionals, which we were, there's also the professional demeanor to consider. How do you behave professionally? It's certainly a topic of conversation here where we're so service-oriented. How do you become a professional waiter or a hotelier, somebody who works in a hotel? How do you behave professionally in business? What do you wear? How do you speak? All of that stuff. And it seems to me that since our whole economy is based on professional service, we ought to have a school for professional service providers. I believe that there's actually a master's degree you can get in, I forget what it's called. It's has to do with, well, helping people have a good time and be safe and follow the rules, I guess. And this is KISL Avalon 88.7 FM, in case you were wondering. So I used to, last year, I used to include a business I would like to see here in Avalon. And so far lately, that is the one that keeps coming up to me, is I would like to see a place for people to go and practice good skill sets for being professional service people, since we are so dependent upon the service industry providing excellent professional service. So if anybody wants to start that, let me know. I will do my best to help you. I have been watching Will Smith movies lately. I don't know why. Sometimes things jump off the shelf at me at the library, and I found I had three or four Will Smith movies. It just was an accident. And one of them had his son in it. Jaden, I guess his name is. And I was just really impressed with the fact that a father who is a professional in his field would bring his son into the same field and offer him or figure out how to get him an opportunity like that. I was really impressed with his drive to help his child grow professionally. And if there's a parent out there who can do that for their child, even if you're not Will Smith, it's valuable. If you're a chef and you have chef skills, teach your child, if they're interested, of course you don't want to force it on them, but give them whatever skills you have so that they can have a number of professional choices in their life. That they, you know, if you speak only one language, learn another language. If you speak English only, learn Spanish or German or whatever. Just seems like broadening your potential is important. And that's enough of that. How about we listen to the all-being Steve Martin? I'm not even going to try to connect this one. I'm just going to play it.
You know, a lot of people come to me and say, Steve, how can you be so fucking funny?
Sorry about that.
I'm not trying to brag, I'm not trying to be a big shot, but I have the gift that all the great comedians have, and I'm talking about the one element that is crucial to all delivery of comedy material. I'm talking about, of course, timing. Timing. But I feel good tonight. I finally figured out my goals in life. And this is the important thing. This is what I have done. See, the important thing in knowing your goals is not to set some big, impossible goal that you can never reach. You've got to have a series of smaller goals that you can accomplish and get the reward and move on to the next one. And this is what I've done. My goal now, I want to be the all-being, master of time, space, and dimension. Then I want to go to Europe. Some people don't like me because I'm an individual. Pardonnez-moi!
You know, I listened to that before the show, and I did not hear that little ubu in the beginning. I'll cut that out later. But here, try some Lena Lovitch. I think we're alone now.
Thank you.
was Lana Lovitch, and because that was so amusing, I'm going to give you a double shot. Here's Home with Lana Lovitch.
You can reach us here at KISL by calling Ha Ha Boulder or 424-226-2837. Tell us what you would like to hear on Island Radio. That's Ha Ha Boulder, 424-226-2837.
Thank you, Rodney. And we just heard from Lana Lovitch. And now we're going to listen to The Cure, Why Can't I Be You?
Down.
That's the cure. You can't be me because I'm me. I got pre-Piper. Preoccupied Piper's Flirt Boy up next. Somehow Lena Lovitch did the cure to Preoccupied Piper's. Piper's makes sense to me. Let's see if it makes sense to you. That's Flirt Boy, Preoccupied Piper's. And this is Brian Ferry. Don't stop the dance.
Says the truth is all that matters. Lies.
from Don't Stop the Music to Don't Just Stop the Cars. Now we're going to do a double shot of Robert Palmer, I Didn't Mean to Turn You On, and Can We Still Be Friends?
Trying to be nice, oh.